The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The London Met has decided to reinvestigate the circumstances leading up to the decision to charge Caroline Flack with assaulting her boyfriend. As a result of the decision to bring those charges, it is thought that Caroline Flack, that was the reason that she took her own life. Anyway, the family of Caroline Flack says they've been left with important unanswered questions. Enda Brady, a TRT World presenter, joins me now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Great to speak to you again.
Now, what has happened? Why is the Met doing this? What new information has come to light?
So we don't know what new information has come to light, but we do know that the family have put another complaint in, and that is what has led to this decision. Now, the family are very, very angry. They are and have been for a long time curious, very, very curious about what led to the Crown Prosecution Service saying at the outset, so that's the English version of the DPP, saying that she should only get a caution. So a caution would have been a slap on the wrist, go to the police station, sit down with the officers involved in the investigation, and basically if you behave yourself, it's a caution, you accept it, and everyone moves on. That's what the CPS recommended. However, the Metropolitan Police pushed hard against that decision and then went away and decided that they should overturn it and she should be charged with assault by beating. So it's the sequence of events. Christine Flack, Caroline's mother, is leading this campaign. She wants the truth and she wants to know what happened, and she said she's very, very suspicious about what happened in the police station that night. So could it be that, I'm just speculating here, but could it be that a junior officer perhaps was influenced or pushed in one direction by a senior officer? Domestic abuse is a huge issue in the UK, and I think at some point higher up in the Met, someone has seen this as an opportunity for a high-profile trial of a very big-name celeb.
Yeah, and her mother said there's no way that Caroline should be treated any better than anyone else, but certainly no reason why she should be treated worse than anyone else in a similar situation.
Yes, and it had tragic consequences afterwards. There was an appearance in court, which was, this all happened around Christmas, so there was a court appearance, and again, the media all over it. It was front page news. This was the day before Christmas Eve, and even her boyfriend, Lewis Burton, he, through solicitors in the first court case, the first appearance in court, made it clear that he did not support the prosecution. He did not agree with the prosecution's version of events, and he wanted nothing to do with it. So they were obviously going to have him as their key witness. That was what the prosecution would want, that he was the victim. And he said that he should have been treated as a witness and not a victim. So it had tragic consequences.
It certainly did. Anyway, hopefully some light will be shed on this. There's something about nothing being recorded that should have perhaps have been recorded in the station, and that might have shed light on what actually happened that night. On more cheerful news, perhaps, there's a talk of Harry and Meghan doing more stuff for Netflix.
Yes, the grift continues, you could say. So two new series incoming. I'm not sure how much of an audience we have for Polo in Ireland, but that's what Harry and Meghan, that's one of their series, is going to be, a look at the world of international competitive polo. So, I mean, you can throw many accusations at Harry, but, like, leaving his roots is not one of them. Polo, he's going to go and make a documentary series for Netflix on polo. And the other one is going to be lifestyle, looking at gardening and cooking and what have you. And I'm imagining it'll be lots of trips around Oprah Winfrey's house to see what she has in her daffodil bulbs and stuff like that and in her fridge. I mean, the mind boggles, Pat. But yeah, it's a multi-million dollar deal. And yeah, Harry and Meghan, I mean, it's just a relentless money-making machine.
But is it more to do with the fact that they've signed a contract with Netflix? I don't know whether the money's been handed over, but they've got to do something to justify the fee.
Yeah, I would imagine the Netflix people have been looking at how the Spotify people got on with that podcast that Meghan had made, and all the money that was handed over reportedly in the region of $20 million for the podcast series, which was like, if you wanted to fall asleep quickly, it was a great way of nodding off. It was not by any stretch a great podcast. I think Netflix probably are just thinking, how can we kind of get these two to deliver? But look, the big event, the main course, has already been served, which was their take on the royal family, so they can't revisit that, and this is the best they've come up with. So look, in all honesty, global audience on Netflix, you know, there is some wonderful material on there, but who's going to sit down and watch Harry talking about polo.
Mm. Polo is actually quite exciting. I grew up beside the polo grounds in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. We used to watch the chukkas and the horses galloping by. But it wasn't kind of the posh boy sport that it appears to be now. Anyway.
No, honestly, Pat, I'm just waiting for Netflix to come to me with my idea to revisit my Junior B hurling days in Wexford. Bring it on.
Bring it on, indeed. Enda Brady, TRT World presenter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.